Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
And from Wreck My Podcast, Cam.
Hey, welcome back, everybody.
We're on the last issue of this X-Men story arc we're doing, issue number 64. If you would like to listen to our previous episodes, go check out the last four, as well as episodes 76 through 81 to get the story of what's going on in the X-Men universe at this time.
That we've covered.
This actually was the first one of 1970, so...
Oh.
We're in the 70s now. Yay!
All right.
So this one is...
When Sunfire Strikes.
Yeah. This new... Was it Chinese?
Asian?
Japanese.
Thank you.
See the setting sun or rising sun or whatever the hell it is?
Yeah. Japanese... I'm not going to say villain. I'm going to say mutant. Sunfire comes to America and is trying to... Pay America back for what we did to Japan. Yeah, in the 40s. Yeah.
That's because his mom died after she gave birth to him with
radiation. Yeah, from radiation poisoning.
Anyways.
Yeah, I don't know.
So we come in here and he's like...
It's a very plausible story.
So we open up and we've got Sunfire here and he's like, I hate all you American beaches. Wait, shit, that's French.
Was that French?
I don't know.
Look, dude, it was French. I said it was French. Anyways, so he's like, I hate all you Americans. You're all going to die. And then Beast and Angel and Bobby. I gave everybody else their X-Men names and then just called him Bobby.
Jesus.
I couldn't think of Iceman. Fuck off.
That's fair. Well, this is just they sense another mutant in New York.
Yeah, and so instead of like, you know, gathering up the whole team, they're like, let's go hit this head on, guys. Maybe he'll be our friend.
And so they go to this diplomatic meeting. I guess it's at the UN, so yeah.
Yeah, it's at the UN.
And they notice this Sunfire attacking the Japanese diplomat.
See, when you say a Sunfire's attacking the diplomats, I imagine somebody in a little Pontiac just like driving through.
I drove a Sunfire for a while. It's pretty
nice.
I know. Yeah, the X-Men show up. Well, the three of them, Beast, Angel, and Iceman show up and stop the attack to no avail. Like, Beast gets some really wicked sunburn.
Yeah. Okay, so real quick, part of this confused me. Which we'll get back to it in a minute. But the guy that he attacked originally.
Yeah, Mr. Yoshida.
Yeah, Mr. Yoshida. Okay. I just want to say that after reading the whole story, I found it weird that he was attacking him right there. But anyways,
well, yes.
Let's continue.
What, was he attacking him or was he attacking...
I think he was attacking him, but he was upset that Mr. Yoshida was trying to have diplomatic relations with the U.S.
Garner peace. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, he was like more militant in his revenge. Like he was like, "Here we go. I'm Japanese. I'm a victim of the atrocity. Mm-hmm. You know, like the nuclear war warheads." And he's like, and "So why the hell are you talking to Americans?
Yeah, why are you trying to be diplomatic and be friendly with them with what they did to us?"
Exactly. Like,
anyway, so back to the thing. You know, so Beast attacks him, jumps on his back. Okay, he watched him shoot fire out of his hands. So Beast holds Sunfire's hands towards his face. And he's like, now I've got you.
And
dude blasts him in the face with fucking Sunstroke. And then
Angel catches him because Beast lets go.
This is something else. I'm like, how the fuck does Angel catch Beast? Beast weighs like three times the amount that Angel would have to weigh in order to fly. Because he's got, you know,
the wings.
Stuff. Well, I think it's canon that he's got hollow bones, right? So he can fly because he's got bird bones.
Yes, but then we also figure out that it'd be damn near impossible for that to hold up with one human body.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Already. But now you've got three because Beast counts as two. That's right. And like he just like swoops in there like it's nothing. I want to see like his again, arms unsocket and like
you said this in the first issue.
Comic book logic, comic book science.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So they stop Sunfire from attacking the rest of the delegates. Sunfire goes running off, and the X-Men take Beast back to the mansion. One thing I find interesting, and I'm assuming it's going to be more coloring than anything else, but when Beast takes off his hood, he is burnt all over, and not just where his flesh was
exposed.
Yeah. So I found that funny. They could have worked on that one a little bit better.
Yeah, it would have looked a little bit nicer.
Yeah. Well, because I know I'm thinking of a Batgirl comic where she gets a lot of, like, I think Sunfire, like, not Sunfire, but sunburnt. And it's when she's in costume, and it's got the raccoon eyes and the face all burnt, but everything else is...
That goes back to the joke of why Batman isn't out during the day. How would you explain these suntan lines?
Super good.
So we get the reveal of who Sunfire is.
And his backstory about his mom being in the blast of Hiroshima and how she died of radiation poisoning after mm-hmm. he was born and how his uncle took him into the radiated soil and
was like, touch this hot sand.
He's like, hey, dude, check this shit out. Why don't you stick your hands in there? No, it's cool. Like,
yeah, and how did he know he was a mutant? Like, I guess because of all the dominoes that lined up before, you might be a mutant, but this will be, I'll know for sure.
Look, you're either going to die or you're going to get powers. Either way, I can work
with
it.
You're not my problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, he ends up getting these powers, and his uncle teaches him how to use them.
The picture where his face is in purple right here, the bad guy, the guy that plays Shang Tsung, in Mortal Kombat movies.
Oh, dude, I love him.
Does this not look like that dude?
Oh, man, totally.
I love that actor. He's a great actor.
I don't know what the hell his name is, but
I think he passed away.
Everything that he's in, he's awesome.
Everyone has that creepy uncle that makes you put your hands where they're not supposed to go, right?
yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So we go back to the X-Men, and they are searching for the Sunfire, the mutant. Okay. They do end up finding him.
Hold on. I have to bring this up, okay? Because Angel's outside the plane, right? Okay. And you guys know all about, like, the ducks and geese getting sucked inside the turbines, right?
Yes.
We're not there yet.
Oh. I thought we were right there.
Well, yes, but I was getting to that part.
Oh.
Anyway, they find out that it's part of the
Japanese
diplomatic... delegates, whatever you want to call them. Okay, now go.
So, like, Angel flies up beside the plane while it's in the air, and he's like, hey, what's that pulling sensation?
Yep.
And then he literally gets pulled, like, towards the turbine. The only thing that stops him is that Jean grabs him telekinetically, and then Iceman fucking frosts up around this plane that's flying with delegates from other countries. The X-Men literally attacked.
Like they are
a diplomatic plane.
They're going to war. It sounds like, but everything's fine. The plane lands normally. Everything's okay. So, what ends up happening is that the group kind of goes, I'm gonna say undercover, but literally they're just in their civvy clothes.
Normal, yeah.
Walking around, following the, because they think it's Mr. Yoshida.
Yeah.
Which
we find out that Mr. Yoshida, the diplomat that got attacked earlier on, is Sunfire's dad.
Yep. Shiro. Yeah. And he had suspicions earlier on, but now they are confirmed to be true. Sunfire is, he's basically being manipulated by his uncle. That's
who's the bad guy from Mortal Kombat?
I mean, it was pretty obvious from the get-go, so...
The guy that forces children to touch radioactive sand.
Yep.
Is that what we're calling it now, is radioactive sand? And you'll get powers.
You'll get something. So Sunfire goes out. He's going to go attack the... Does it actually say where he's going to attack? Because given what he was attacking in the beginning, which was his dad... I mean, I know he...
And the monument that was there behind him that was supposed to represent the unity of all the peoples or whatever.
Okay.
Oh, fuck, sorry to be young.
Sure, I forgot.
That statue of children, like, all standing arm in arm.
Yeah. Yes. Sorry.
Fuck you, kids.
I only read this once, and it was
I read it today.
Bad.
I read it today.
I read it, like, 3 days ago, so I don't remember much of it. What ends up happening is before he can even really do anything, before he can attack anything, Angel shows up and Iceman shows up and they are stopping Sunfire from doing anything.
Well,
although
Angel's trying to stop Sunfire, Bobby just freezes Angel so he doesn't get burnt.
Well, then he gets
steamed to unconsciousness, I guess.
Yeah, which just leaves Jean and Scott because. Beast or Hank is left at the hotel
because
he got sunburned.
Okay, so then
he's got a boo boo.
So while they're getting ready to fight, Jean's like, "Okay, here, let me help." And Cyclops is like, "Listen here, you're just a girl. Throw me up there."
That pissed me off.
Like, yeah, he's literally like, "Look here, girly, you're just gonna do what I say because, well, I'm the butch and you're the bitch, and that's the way it's gonna be." Like, and then, you know, Cyclops gets, you know. He fucking optic blasts him.
I mean, they do the whole like I'm firing my thing. You're gonna fire your thing, and then meets in the middle.
Dude, they totally like, touch tips. All right,
it doesn't go well for really either one of them.
No,
Cyclops is able to in a way.
Actually, Cyclops is losing, but he holds
oh no, him. Yeah, you're right.
Because Cyclops is losing, and then. Right before Sunfire is able to fucking, you know, give Cyclops a sunburn. Because that's all that happens.
That's all he can do.
Exactly. It's like, hey, you. I hope you enjoy a red face.
Yeah,
Jean grabs both of them.
Well, Jean hit the, like, kind of messes with Sunfire's head.
No, she literally grabs his head and pulls it back. She telekinetically grabs his head.
Pull my head back.
And he's like, oh, fuck. You know, what's going on? And then Jean's like, oh, I had to save these dumbass dudes again.
Yeah.
His dad gets up there and tells him, no, you're a bad boy. And then his uncle shoots his dad. And then after his dad dies, he's sad.
Yeah, I mean, that's literally what happens.
And that's the end of the comic. Like, his dad gets shot by his uncle, who's like, if you aren't going to kill him, I will. Ah, ha, 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 ha.
And then
he takes off his mask and he's like, Dad.
Well, it's funny because Sunfire, who has been being manipulated by his uncle, you know, he kills his uncle. Because his uncle killed his dad. And then his dad does die. With the whole dying words of, what does it say? Live only for the
as
future, Shiro. Not for the past. Forge the tools of peace from the chains of war.
I mean, it's a beautiful, you know.
Beautiful sentiment, but.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
And I even like how the cops are like. Well, we're just gonna wait over there, son.
Before we arrest you.
Yeah.
Like that's appreciated.
Yeah.
I also feel like cops wouldn't do that. They'd be like, fuck you.
No, actually you gotta think about this though. They've seen what he can do. They're probably like, dude.
That's fair.
We're just gonna keep our distance and
that's fair.
Whenever you're ready to come with us, you just let us know.
Yeah, but that's how we end this issue and this little arc that we did. As cheesy as these were, I enjoy them.
And it had a good, like, storyline to it. It's just, mostly it's the dialect that kills me in these. Sorry.
Yes.
But it, because, like, especially Beast's dialect.
It was bad.
Because
it was annoying.
Because he's always like, you know, like, instead of saying, you know, it's just what the doctor ordered, it's just what the psych or
the physician
wrote
up.
Yeah. And it's like, dude, no.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
It didn't work well.
And also, they have some mentions of names and stuff in there that I'm sure in the 60s were people that, you know, other people would have known who they were.
Yeah,
I have no fucking clue.
I didn't feel like looking it
pop
up.
Culture.
Right? It's like pop culture references are great during that time, but unless it was something really impressive,
right,
you got nothing.
Cam, what did you think of these issues?
I felt like, you know, this is my first introduction to an actual X-Men comic. So when I was reading it, I was like, you know what, these fall kind of flat, but I know what era they're from, so I expected them to fall flat.
Yeah.
Because obviously storylines and storytelling has done nothing but progress since then.
Yes.
Thank gods.
Yeah.
If you want, I will suggest a good X-Men story for you if you want to get into it. Other than, I mean, there's
the one where Wolverine gets his adamantium ripped out. That's awesome.
Well, yeah, there's definitely some good 616 lines,
but that's also a crossover.
I was gonna say go check out the Ultimate X-Men line.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
Because that, you'll really just the Ultimate line in general, any of them, because you start out with everybody from the beginning, like getting their powers and
right.
becoming the team, and it's great. Like it right. up until Ultimatum,
right?
Then it gets weird.
And so, but these five issues, individually, I felt like started slow. Picked up kind of to where I got really invested in the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And then the way that we ended this arc with the Japanese sun guy. I can't remember his name.
Sunfire.
Sunfire.
The car.
Literally just one word after sun. And I felt like Sunfire was the only villain with like a legitimate motive that
right?
I could believe. Like the guy with the hypnotic
hypnotic
yeah the hypnotic eyes, he was just like, he just didn't get to nut inside a little kid, and so he was grumpy.
To be fair, he was a little kid himself.
No. Yeah, he was a teenage
yeah,
kid,
but like
either
he
way.
Was an older little kid. And then Magneto was like, yo, I died before, but like psych, I'm still not dead. That was his whole thing. And then this guy was like, yo, I'm avenging my mother's death.
Yeah. It...
So on that last one, it hit a lot harder for me. But other than that, like,
your mom's dead and you avenge her? Hey, you never know, dude.
Hey, my mom is dead.
Yeah, fair enough.
Anyway. So, on that sad note, good job, jackass.
Yeah.
I agree with you on literally everything you said, because this arc was just kind of meh. Sunfire was probably the best villain out of the three that we went up against, or the X-Men faced off against.
It would have also been great if they would have had like a one villain that they were working up to in the story arc instead of like multiple small villains.
Again,
I guess it's not really a story arc though. It's more of a
it's what I'm calling arc because we're reading these five issues.
Yeah.
It's like they're really outside of like the last arc we did where that was six issues of them facing off against the Sentinels.
And that's what I'm saying. Like that kind of stuff. Like I like those setups more because you've got the storyline embedded into it.
Yeah.
And like with that one, they didn't go off on a whim like we did with the Flash.
We will be done with Flash soon.
Yes.
And then every single episode, he's got to bring up the Flash and how shitty it is.
Dude, look, you didn't have to read these things. You just got to listen to us trash him. But like, it was mind-numbing boredom
up until the Rogues.
The Rogues show up, in which case it was tomfoolery, which was kind of fun.
It
was kind of nice.
It really
was a change. But I mean, like even in like the Lock and Key series, you know, it's got a storyline through six entire volumes.
Yes, and they all they're all their own separate storyline,
but it all connects.
But all connects. Guys, Ron, thanks for always being here.
No problem.
You're literally always here.
That's not true. There's a couple episodes I'm not
That's
in.
Fair. Cam, thanks for coming on and reading these with us.
Yeah, man. Whenever you guys want me back, I'd be more than happy to do it.
Yeah, well, we just sent you
a sucker. You're in for it now.
I'll say I just sent you a nice care package. So
yeah, you did. It was
I
rare.
Definitely would like to get you on for Nightwing. Which
Joey
will...
wants to know what you thought about his package.
Anyway, it's a good package.
It was immaculate.
Actually, well, I'll tell you this off mic, but I got some plans if you're willing. So
whoa, damn.
Thanks.
That sounds bad.
Quickly.
Anyway, guys, thanks for being on here. And we will talk to you guys next time.
It was nice to meet you, Cameron.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Not leaving yet. I was...
Yeah, I know, but look, you're cutting off on the mic, so I figured I'd say goodbye to him on the mic and I could say goodbye to him afterwards.
Okay, whatever.
And now you don't even know where to cut off.
Yo, everyone also listen to Wreck My Podcast.
Yeah, listen to Wreck His Podcast.
I do that on...
Okay. I'm ending this right now. Hold on. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you enjoyed listening to Cam, then please check out Wreck My Podcast, where him and his friends talk about everything and nothing. You can find them on YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram at Wreck My Podcast. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story arc.